We welcome Father Vasek, and we welcome all of you this fine Easter morning to celebrate what the Lord has done for us. The Lord has done great things for us, and we need to ask the Holy Spirit to help us. As this gospel says, they had not yet understood the scripture, he had risen from the dead. We need to ask that Holy Spirit to help us understand the fullness of what it means to rise from the dead. Over the ages, since creation, really, there's been something that has haunted the human person, somewhat paralyzed them, kept them from being who God intended them to be. Right in the book of Genesis, at creation, we hear that even though God had given them everything imaginable, they still didn't accept it. They still felt the need to take matters into their own hands, to control the situation, that what God had provided simply wasn't enough. There was a sense of fear or doubt regarding God, who God was, what God intended for them. And so by that fear, they sinned. And with that sin came the separation not only from their relationship with God, their creator, but also the tension that they experienced between themselves and all of creation. And so we have a fallen world, a broken world, a world that is at odds with itself more often than not. We see through the various stages of the Old Testament, every time God sent a leader to lead them from their fears, they sometimes confused it, what that was. The fear of Pharaoh as being a slave owner. And so they kowtowed to Pharaoh rather than to God. Rather than standing up and saying, we're children of God Almighty, they bowed to Pharaoh. Fear is a very powerful thing. You and I all recognize it. We know it. We've experienced it in many levels. The chosen people at various times were fearful of what others would think. They wanted to fit in, to blend in to the rest of the world. They didn't want to be set apart. That fear of fitting in haunts us even today. We, as children of God, will bow to things we do not accept, that we do not believe in, that we would never allow in our own homes. We'll bow to it because of our fear of not being accepted. Certainly, the ultimate underlying fear of it all is death. And what is death? It isn't just simply lying in a tomb, breathless. It is the fear of not being known and not knowing. The fear of ultimately that I've traveled this road, this life, and no one has ever noticed me. I have gone completely unknown, not by name. I mean known, accepted for the person I am with all of my faults and failings. And knowing first and foremost that my Creator made me out of love for love. And because I, that friction between my understanding of what God wants from me and what I'm afraid of, all of a sudden we get this collision of bad decisions, bad choices, bad lives lived. Jesus today shows us fear is useless. He himself in his own life was tempted in every way that you and I are, yet never sinned because he knew who he was. And in knowing who he was, he knew who his creator was. His creator was a heavenly father who wanted nothing but the best for him and would not be silent if he were to go into some area of life that would not benefit him, that would not allow him to flourish and become the best that he was. Jesus was tempted in all things, yet remained faithful to his true identity as Son of God. You and I, by virtue of our baptism and the example of Christ and the power of Christ in the sacraments, should have the same confidence. That is our prayer this Easter season, that we will come out of the tombs of our fear. Whatever fear we have, whatever false idol we have replaced God with, placed in our presence, placed in our face, placed as our ultimate goal, it's time to banish that idol and let the Lord come out of the tomb and bring us with him. As we begin our Easter season, we're called to reflect on the great love God has for us, the humility, God leaving heaven and earth, leaving heaven, all of perfection, entering into earth, the fallen state, entering into the fears of every human heart, entering into all the wars and conflicts that you and I experience, both within our own hearts, but also within our culture, within our history. God has entered into that. God entered into the form of a slave on Holy Thursday, bowing before a human, washing their feet. God ultimately gives himself completely and totally on the wood of the cross that Good Friday, and then descends among the dead to offer salvation to all those who have gone before him. You and I are witnesses of this. We've inherited this great history from the saints and all those who have gone before us, those who have succeeded, but also those who have failed. Let's pray that our hearts and minds would be open to the lessons of history and all those who have gone before us, and place our hope in Christ, who casts out all fears, even fear of death.